Forecasters say the storm could bury the U.S. Capitol in more than 60 centimeters of snow, which was set to begin falling midday Friday and continue into Sunday. Dangerous winds and coastal flooding are also expected. Ahead of the storm, Washington local schools and federal government offices were closed Friday. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser declared a state of emergency and established an emergency management center.
We stood up our center at 6 a.m. This morning, and we have begun to fully deploy our resources.
Authorities are even taking the rare step of closing the D.C. Metro public transit system Saturday and Sunday. Why all the precautions? Many meteorologists say the various forecast models and readings that frequently disagree on the path of big storms all concur that this one will be powerful.
I don't remember seeing four or five modeling systems having this much consistency, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one day in advance. There have been differences in there. You know, some models have been slower moving it up the coast than others. Others have been too fast.
The storm is expected to affect tens of millions of people from Kentucky through New England. Computer forecast models are calling for a windy, slow-moving system.
It's a very large, slow-moving system, so where it's actually going to snow, the snow is going to last, in some cases greater than 24 hours. That's why we're going to see such large totals. Many times when a storm dumps snow, 12, 18 hours at most.
So far, more than 4,500 flights have been canceled across the nation. Widespread power outages are also expected, and authorities are warning residents to stock up on essential food and supplies. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.